different requirements and like planning. I think you could be outside the city limits, or one seat could be outside the city limits, or, and so I just remember they made everything the same. And, or we made everything the same. I was trying to shore up all the rules.
Enjoy Kurt's argument, though. I'm happy to have the time off, he says. Well, just don't run again then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not a good argument.
No, I agree. I mean, like what I have to say about it, so.
Who is this?
Yeah.
Kurt?
Kurt, yeah. Well, it was Kurt's thing way back when, so.
But he's not on it.
No. It's been a year. It was the first time we came in and I said, I knew I'd see you here.
Well, that's your garden idea. He's done the start.
Yeah.
And he'll be so.
Take care. We're good friends, so it's not.
Yeah. No, he used to talk about a little bit in the chat room.
Yeah, it's a long time.
He was there a long time.
He was there a long time. I sat next to Tony when Tony was there. We'd done 12 years. 12 years.
That's when I used to go to all meetings.
He should be more exciting.
Yeah. And then he started am I supposed to start?
No, yeah. Do whatever you want.
Well, is he?
Steve is called in sick this afternoon. He's not feeling well, and
I almost.
He has to work.
Kyle is. Yeah, he gave us notice last week.
Okay. Are you ready, Steph?
Ready to call a roll? Yes.
Okay.
Chairman Christensen.
Here.
Commissioner Bull.
Here.
Commissioner Dirksen.
Yep.
Commissioner Fisher. Commissioner Jensen. Commissioner Stanger.
Here.
Commissioner Tuttle.
Here.
Okay.
Thank you, Steph. With that, we'll move on to comments from citizens. We don't have any here yet, so we're moving on to the rural minutes for November 14th.
Move to reapprove the minutes.
Well, second. Motion by Commissioner Stanger to approve minutes as presented. Seconded by Commissioner Dirksen. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried 5-0. Okay. And I will sign that meeting. Next thing is the public hearing for code amendment. And John, if you would please give your presentation.
Good evening. I'm Shanna Russell, senior planner of the city. And this is the public hearing for the commute trip reduction amendments to the existing regulations in UMC 18.88. And as we discussed briefly last time, I'm going to cruise through this a bit. So, the CTR law requires major employers with greater than 100 employees at one site to develop and implement an employee commute program to reduce the number of drive-along commutes. So, local jurisdictions implement their own ordinances to define how the law would apply to them, to work sites in their areas. And we have four major employers to which this applies. City of Monroe, the Monroe Correctional Complex, Canyon Creek Cabinet Company, and Natural Factors. So as requested at the last meeting, staff notified all of those companies last Monday.
Oh, thank you.
So no one's here yet, but there's no guarantee that. And if you notice, you have an entirely new packet in your hand. The only difference between the packet online and what you see today is that I found out that, so there was a requirement, there's a requirement that we notify the Department of Commerce whenever there's a change to the existing zoning code. And I found out all of my responses from the DOC were going directly to my old email that were survived. So that updates the status of our expedited review request. So that it adds new, and one sentence to your findings, and it provides a little bit more clarification. But the other difference you'll find is that we submitted this application to the DOC on October 25th. We requested expedited review by the state. We were granted expedited review, but I did not find out until this week. So I think they fixed it. This is probably the third time I think I've ever heard it up.
No kidding.
I don't know if it's the end of it, but anyway. So there was a request for more information as to why we're actually doing this. And as we went through last time, in 1991, the state adopted the commute trip reduction law. And then that set certain goals for reducing the number of single occupancy vehicle trips, improving air quality, reducing traffic congestion. In 2006 came the CTR Efficiency Act, and that refined goals and targets. And then we also did an update at that time. Actually, in 2008 is when that went through. In 2014, September of 2014, the CTR board adopted the state CTR plan for 2015 to 2019. And this provided new statewide program goals and targets, and also asked local jurisdictions to amend their CTR regulations to incorporate those. And that's what we're doing right now. And I wanted to put this up here so that you have an idea of exactly how much we'll be changing the substance of the CTR regulations. So if you can see, there are three goals that were adopted in the CTR state plan. Can you guys hear me? Mm-hmm.
I can hear you fine.
I hear myself over with you. So the first one being that there was a goal to increase the use of transportation alternatives for commute trips among residents to 29% by 2020. That is already in effect. That is something the city is already trying to meet by our current practices. In addition, state set a target to up that number, but that's not a requirement. Same thing with the second goal, which is to reduce the state's annual per capita vehicle miles traveled by 18%. That's in state law. That's what we actually have to meet. And so they kept that the same for their target. The last goal is to reduce the state's greenhouse gas emissions to 1990 levels by 2020. And the target provides a more exact numerical standard, but once again, that 1990 level standard is actually in state law. So we are held to what is expressed in the goals. And we are already using the appropriate methodology to meet those goals. So going back through our existing CTR plan, there are actually no changes that we need to make to that at this point. None of this materially affects our plan that we have currently. So, showing you where we are. We did not receive any public comments regarding SEPA or the ordinance itself. And we are here at the open record hearing. And if you're wondering, the Planning Commission's role in this is you are to make a recommendation to the council regarding amendments to the zoning code. This is just a quick run through of public hearing process that I'm sure you guys have done a million times. So,
not quite a million.
Well, it's getting close. So after my presentation, of course, I'll welcome any questions you have. And we're also the applicant, so mind that. And doesn't appear that there are any public members of the public here. So that's pretty much it until you guys deliberate. And after this, staff will bring the Planning Commission's recommendation in front of the council. And the council will make a decision on the final ordinance. And the council's decision can be appealed to the Growth Management Hearings Board. The last step of all of this is that whatever ordinance we adopt is reviewed by the PSRC and the WSDOT CTR Board. I have a recommended motion and contingent motions if we need them. So I'm happy to take any questions you have at this point. Yes.
Commissioner Tuttle,
Thank you. So when you contacted those businesses, were there, did you actually speak to somebody, or was it just an email that was sent, or?
I believe we...
We mailed a packet to them.
You mailed a packet, so we don't know if they were, if anybody looked at them or anything.
Well, they haven't identified a transportation coordinator, and we sent them to the transportation coordinator. So it went to the appropriate person.
Oh, I believe that. Just like they're sending you your email responses to the wrong email, but it's... Was wondering, and so there was never any. Okay. Must not be very controversial.
I guess not.
That's all.
Okay. I have a question on this goal versus target. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit confusing to me, and I'm not sure, is the goal set by the state or county, and the target set by the city, or how does those get set?
So those goals are actually codified in state law, and the RCW is...
Okay, state. Okay. State law.
And then the CTR board, which is, I believe, a function of WSHOD, sets those targets periodically. So it's a question of what do we have to meet versus what would we love to see happen.
Anything to make it more confusing, I think. So I don't have any problem with that. I just don't like the idea of the goal target type of thing. To me, it just makes it more muddled. You set a goal, and that's what you go with. And, you know, you say, well, we meet or exceed, or, you know, don't meet, and go with that, you know, instead of just, I know you're stuck with it, but I need to give my inputs. Commissioners,
The goals and the charges. So if the state sets the targets, how does the city plan on meeting what they say we have to do? I mean, you're dealing with people that, you know, aren't going to necessarily give up their driving. Is there an incentive that the city has to do this kind of stuff, or is this just paperwork?
So we do require an annual survey of those employers that count as major employers. And that way we can keep track of what people's practices are in terms of how they get to work, how they get home. There is a level of education and incentives that the businesses will have to provide. The city also is responsible for providing education and training to the local businesses that meet the major employer definition. So it's up to each individual business how they want to encourage their employees to meet those goals. But we take a yearly survey to make sure that we are heading towards the right targets.
But how can we reduce single commuter vehicles by 18%?
This is administered by community transit.
Right.
We've given authority to community transit to administer this. So community transit is going to encourage the employers to offer subsidies to community transit. In turn, community transit will increase the ridership and then get more funding to increase the buses and increase ridership further.
But how can they say you have to reduce it by 18%? What if you don't? Because you can't force people to ride the bus. You can offer them free bus pass or whatever, but what happens if we don't meet those targets?
Sanctions are there if we don't meet them. We lose a certain amount of grant funding that we get the way of CTR grants. So that's the real sanction. Kind of like if you have to do your comp plan all the time, you can lose grant funding.
Well, and doing your comp plan, though, we're in control of.
Yeah. This one's not really in control. Yeah, you're not really in control of what people actually do. You can hope they do this, but.
And we do have, we have a standing, a current interlocal agreement with community transit,
right,
where they do our analysis for us.
Well, it kind of seems just like a pass through to me, so. What was the difference between the first recommendation and the optional one?
So the recommended motion is to recommend approval to the council.
What was the second one?
First first alternative is the same thing, but any modifications.
Oh, okay.
And then another one is to continue the public hearing if that was the need that we have. And then the last one would be to deny.
Turn
on
page two.
Yeah, each second.
Well, can I make a motion?
Well, we need to close the,
oh, yeah,
the public
hearing.
Public testimony portion of the public hearing. So I would entertain.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Tuttle to end the public testimony portion of the public hearing.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bolt. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried 5-0. Okay. Any further discussion? You said you wanted to make a motion already?
Yeah, can we make, do we close the hearing and then?
If there's no further discussion on the subject, we could. Could make a motion.
Sure. I move that we close the public hearing.
Okay. All right, then we call for closing public hearing. Motion made by Commissioner Tuttle to close the public hearing, seconded by Commissioner Stanger. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried 5-0. Okay, commissioners. Any further discussion? I don't have any problems with moving forward with this, but I'm going to send it down to City Council.
Well, can I make a motion then?
Yes.
So, I move that we accept I make a motion that we pass the code amendments as presented to the City Council for approval. Is that a question? Oh, there it is. I was looking all over for that. I just want to move this thing along here. I don't feel like we have any real control over it, so thank you. I move that the Planning Commission adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law contained in Attachment 3 to the Planning Commission Agenda Bill and recommend that the Monroe City Council approve the proposed amendments to Monroe Municipal Code Chapter 18.88.
I second it.
Motion made by Commissioner Tuttle, seconded by Commissioner Dirksen. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried 5-0. Going to be the fastest public hearing.
No one comes.
Okay. And then with that, we move on to old business, code amendments downtown.
Woo-hoo.
Director Ozaki, you have the con.
I'm going to have the con for about 1 minute because it's going to be that quick.
Wow.
Well, it won't be that quick, because it's going to take me more than a minute to get this thing in. Do you have hard copies?
Yes.
Yeah. Packing,
do they do.
Yeah. We're good.
Okay. So, this almost wasn't even worth bringing back, because all I wanted to point out was at the last meeting, Commissioner Jensen, and I actually talked to Commissioner Jensen a little bit this afternoon when he called in, saying he was ill. There was one table in here on density and setbacks and items like that, and he asked that it be formatted similar to the use table, because we reformatted the use table to put the historic main on the right-hand side, and then there was kind of a promenade, a fifth column that came in. Mm-hmm. And so, supposedly in here now.
Is this
column
13?
I think it's like page 18 and 19.
Yeah, 12 and 13 is the
use table.
Yeah.
And so then if you look at the page 18 and 19, that's just like setbacks and maximum height. Same thing, the historic main category got moved over to the right-hand side, and then there's a promenade column. And for all intents and purposes, the promenade column is pretty much the same as historic main. But in terms of now the tables in this chapter, they all align in terms of format. And so I think that was the last comment that I got at the last meeting. So based on that, we'll start doing the processing of this for CEPA and everything else and get this rolling so we get a public hearing sooner rather than later, probably first thing in January next year.
I am glad that Commissioner Jensen made that suggestion, because seeing it now, it looks a lot
easier.
I think it's a lot easier to see.
And I asked Commissioner Jensen, because he was going to try to look at it before 7 o'clock tonight. He called like 4 o'clock, and I said, don't bother. If you got any comments, give me a call you know, anytime this week, and I'll make the adjustments or things like that. Make sure that you know. But outside of
just
that,
looking at the format, I didn't look at the content really closely, but the format I think is great.
So that's it on that agenda item. I just wanted to point that out to you because I said I'd bring it back for you to take a look at. So that's it for that discussion item.
That's it on the.
That's it.
So we can go ahead and record them and start scheduling.
Because we have to do the state notification process and we have to do CEPA on the document, fill out a checklist. So all those things we got to do in advance. So scheduling a hearing, we'll start doing now based on this draft. Which doesn't mean you can't change it when you get to a hearing. So this isn't the final site.
And then what's our next big agenda item after downtown?
So we got some minor ones. I wouldn't say they're minor, they're important, like the critical areas ordinance we still need to bring back. And then keep in mind, it'll take a little while to lift off early next year. But in this year, in the budget now for next year, is over $100,000 to hire a consultant to do a development regulation rewrite. And that's going to be a big project, because that's like redoing zoning code, sign code, and a variety of different things. But it's going to take a while to go out for an RFP to get that consultant on board. So I would expect it might take a couple months at the beginning of the year to go for an RFP and find a consultant, and then a lot of work through the balance of the year. And that's going to be huge. We have to create several new zoning categories and do some remapping, rezoning of the entire city. That'll be huge. That's going to be a big project. And then I'd like to say there's more big projects, but that one's going to be a big project in itself. And then right now, these might come through sooner rather than later. I'm up to about 5 different ordinances, draft ordinances, I'm working with the city attorney on, all related to permit processing. And so you've seen a couple of them.
I'm sorry, I'm just all related to what?
Permit processing.
Oh, permit.
So a couple of them have been here. We're going back and forth with the attorney on some drafts right now. But, and some of them might get merged or combined, but one of them talks about our appeal deadlines and timelines and notification timelines are greater than other cities. One of them is our rezone procedures in code are pretty cumbersome. Third one is, you may not have heard about this one. It's we do development agreements as a city, but we have nothing in our code that talks about how to do development agreements, and that can be a little concerning. So there's a third one that talks about development agreements and processing development agreements, which is kind of like a special type of agreement for a development in terms of vesting requirements, and it's a negotiated process. Fourth one is, a couple sections of our city code that they're antiquated.
Okay.
They may have lived their course and aren't necessarily needed, because there's other ways that we can deal with the same issues in those parts of the code through other code requirements. So they are antiquated because they were probably adopted 20, 30 years ago, and we have other ways to implement those sections of the code. So it's actually like deleting a couple chapters of code. And then there's a fourth, there's a fifth ordinance we're working on that rests, rather than the council having to review and approve or deny a variety of different land use actions, there's actually ways the city code to give that authority to the hearing examiner.
Okay.
So, like I said, there's five different topics, five major ordinances that are being worked on right now, so we can be merged. But I expect those to come through very early next year.
And you said there was one that we really don't have anything on, and what was that one again?
Code development agreements.
Code development?
I might throw something in your next packet as a matter of information, just on development agreements. The Walmart site, I think, was done by a development agreement.
Do we have any, I'm gonna ask this kind of stupid question. Do you know of any place that has a group, like any city, that might have an example of a good development, co-development agreement, or process, or whatever, that we can
look at? You know, I could probably just put in your packet the draft. For some reason or another, I don't know why, when I looked in the electronic folders, there was a draft done in 2009, but it I don't know what happened to it.
Do you know who did the draft? No.
So I took that draft and just updated it and made a variety of changes and I sent it off to the city attorney, but in terms of, I don't think there's anything. I'll just stamp draft on it and put it in your next packet. We'll take a quick look at it.
I think you might know the reason why I asked that question is because I hate to have the city again go and spend money on another consultant.
Oh, yeah, you don't need a consultant for this.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, for anything.
Oh.
Where we spend that kind of money, like we did with the plan. And then they have it almost completely afterwards. I would love to be able to cut that down if we could, you know, and rely on outside source if we're going to rewrite it anyway. But commissioners, you guys jump in at any time here.
Well, you know how I feel about reinventing the wheel, so if someone else has a good thing going on, I'm just the same.
If we could model off of somebody, that's good to be able to model off of somebody else. Not copy what they've done, but use it as a model.
Right.
We could maybe make it, you know, better strictly from the hell.
We do that all the time, thank you. Because we're so highly regulated, we have hundreds of policies. And so, you know, we just take another state charter, federally insured bank. They've already done the policy, we look at their policy, modify it, fit it. It's called plagiarism.
Yeah. You know, I can actually do that on the permit processing, because you kind of go best practices for timelines and all that type of stuff. Really, I wouldn't say easy, but it's a much more easier because that's not so subjective. I mean, it's not like, well, this zone we should allow this use. It's kind of like you have it already in code. You should have notice X number of days in advance of the hearing. So now that's just a matter of changing the days from 15 to 10.
A lot of it's that's common easy. Sense. You make it so it's easily understandable by all parties.
But the zoning stuff, I mean, we did some things like created like a service commercial, a tourism commercial type comprehensive plan designation. So now you want to begin to really work on crafting a zoning designation that implements that. It's hard to copy or plagiarize something like that.
Right.
But, you know, what I always try to do with consultants, as much as time allows to have staff do as much of the work, and then have the consultant review it, rather than the other way around.
Yeah.
One, it saves money, rather than have the consultant do a product that just doesn't quite meet your needs. So at least you give the initial direction to the consultant, this is what we want to see. And then, so it's kind of like, city staff hours, which aren't burning the consultant money. And then you have the consultant do a lot more bid and fine tuning than starting from scratch. The other item.
As long as you have staff to do that.
That's the problem. Great. That's why we need a consultant to do this. I was a little surprised. I don't want to get into it too much. I was a little surprised on the comp plan that drafts weren't provided to the planning commission for your review in advance of when it all landed on you, April 1.
No, they were behind. There were some issues.
Well, okay, so normally
that was not planned.
Was it okay? Yeah, normally you like to begin to feed the planning commission chapters and chapters, like
right.
Probably about a year in advance of when you got it.
Yeah, I'm going to get that.
No, there was some lack of communication, and then there was the turnover of Paul to you, and...
I've never seen a process where, okay, here's a document, work with it.
Yeah.
But I don't know the whole history or how much input you had in advance, but it was just...
Not in advance. They presented us with the way they thought we should do things, and we presented back with the way we wanted it to be.
Right.
And we're told that it was an unusual method, but
well, the other thing is when Paul was here, we did go through and try.
They had us doing a lot of exercises and quizzes and charts, and finally we rejected that. And
that's not the document. So anyway, I want to try. Yeah, we need to avoid that. It just can't be. Here's a code. Work with it. It's like,
I'm glad you said that, because I don't want to go down that road again.
We did that with the sign code when we were told that they were the best, and now we have to do it again.
Yeah.
We've spent the season a lot of money on that one too.
Yeah, and that's probably about 4 years ago now.
Yeah. And that's not that long ago.
No, it's not, but we should have Brad sit in on those meetings, because when all was said and done, he was one of the first people that said there's still some inconsistencies in between chapters, so. But are we going to look at the sign code again?
Yes.
Soon? Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, without getting a lot of detail, yes. Because you almost have to.
We do, for sure.
Based on some of the information I sent to you separately.
Within the next year?
Yeah.
Hopefully soon. It was part of the recommendation from who we just paid to consult on downtown. You know, the chamber was given some direction, the Downtown Monroe Association was given in some direction, and the city was as well. And the city's responsibility was really all about the enforcement of the rules. So that should be our number one focus, is making sure we have rules that are enforceable so that we can help the community build in one direction.
And in the spirit of trying to follow what other communities do, I think there's some other communities that are kind of out in front, not a lot, but they're out in front in terms of amending their sign codes to try to address some concerns over a Supreme Court decision.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is Covington, and I think I had that, their ordinance in one of your packets previously.
Right, yeah.
We didn't really go through it, but I can kind of show you some of the ways that they've actually dealt with it. It's really interesting. It's really, really interesting.
I read a little bit about
it. How they define a sign and everything like that.
Okay.
So, we'll throw, we'll put like a development agreement draft ordinance in your next packet. Talk about that a little bit. And speaking of your next meeting, I mean, begin drafting out like a 2017 work plan, so you kind of see kind of a full scale year look at what you might be working on next year, and then trying to schedule, or if I haven't at least asked to have Mayor Thomas come to your meeting in December, so we can talk a little bit about some of the things going on in the city. And
I thought you were just going to be here tonight.
No, it was like the last meeting in December. I try to, when I work with planning commissions, I try to have the last meeting in December be somewhat informal, So we may set up tables down here rather than the dais. There's no public hearing or anything like that. And then talk a little bit about what's going on in the city, talk a little bit about your work plan for 2017. And then there is no meeting December 26th.
Good, okay.
We can meet the 27th if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Thank you.
Then in January, just keep in mind your first meeting in January is usually includes election of officers. Because your bylaws say you elect officers your first meeting in January.
I feel like we just did that.
Yeah.
You did in January.
Yeah, I think we did.
Oh, you might have put it off a week or a month or two. You might have put it off a month, but it's been a while. So okay. That's it. That includes like my report. I mean, that's.
Okay. I thought I had it in my packet here. You did a 3-month.
I do have a 3-month item. So yeah, next month, Mayor Thomas work plan for 2017. We might discuss some of the comprehensive plan amendments. Our comp plan cycle is 2016 to 2017, so it ends with the council finishing it up in around June or July, so we need to get going on that. December 26th is canceled. January 9th, election of officers and critical areas code amendments. And then the 23rd, if we can get some of the paperwork done, would be the downtown code amendment hearing and discussion. One of the items, I think we wanted to talk about, or was just about the development review process in general, how it works from the code that you work with to actually how permits get processed. And so at some point, I think staff was going to come in and just kind of give you a broad overview of permitting and development review and how we apply the codes that you work on. And then, actually, if things go well, like to be able to get some of those permit processing code amendments, one or two of them before you in January, February also.
That sounds interesting.
That's it.
Anything else? Jenna, you have anything else? Stephanie?
Nope.
No. Commissioner Tuck?
I went to Parks Board last week. We talked about bark and trails.
Bark and
trails? Trails, yeah.
Trails, okay. Yeah, it's an exciting park for me.
Yeah. Everyone was there, though, so that was nice.
Yeah, that's good. That is good.
Just want to mention I was downtown on Saturday for Small Business Saturday. It's like there's another workout place in downtown. So.
Where?
It's kind of right there by Trace Lossberg.
What's Trace Murray?
Maybe it's been there and it's gotten noticed it before.
Is it like a jiu-jitsu
place? No, it's like, it's probably younger.
Do you know about this?
I saw the sign.
There was no permit?
Oh, there may be a permit. I may not even see it. I may not see the permit if it just goes in. As a tenant improvement.
This is why we need to get this.
It does not
finish.
Look like it's martial arts. It looks more like it's just a regular fitness.
But I don't know if it's been there a while or not.
Maybe I just got
maybe the front's changed a little. I'll have to check into that.
Well, there's a boot camp. What's her name? Maggie Brazelton. Whatever her thing is. And there's the 2 karate places, or jiu-jitsu or whatever. And then Thrive and then Bumpus around the corner. But that's interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of shopping opportunities to.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. You need to work on that.
However, that block is filling in pretty nice with Adams, and then the coffee shop just opened, and some of the antique stores. They're kind of.
Yeah.
We're getting one block under control.
Right. Commissioner Stanger?
I don't have anything.
I don't have anything, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I salute.
Moved by Commissioner Gerson.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bolt. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
Thank you very much. We got that one item we need to get done.
Yeah, I'd like to. Thank you. You said 45 minutes, you were going to.
I could.
I gotta go home to my birthday party.
I gave you.
This will be my first one.
I take them all, but she's gonna go in the trash.
Should I correct it? The week before?
So is it your birthday today?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Janet's birthday tomorrow.
What are you gonna do tomorrow, Bill?
I'm gonna hit up what I want for dinner.
Which is what?
And what is that?
I have this macaroni thing that I like, this tomato macaroni, cream tomato macaroni.
Sure.
With sausage.
Turkey sausage.
Yeah, I can't get away with the sausage.
Good for you.
That's my birthday thing, and my wife made me rhubarb pie.
Oh.
I think rhubarb's also pretty good about kidney stones too.
Oh, is it?
I get kidney stones when they tell me that. So much rhubarb.
Oh, really?
Do you know why rhubarb?
No, but when it's in season, I try to eat it.
Yeah. Oh, I used to eat.
Start with rhubarb pie.
Oh, yeah, that's about the only time I've ever had rhubarb.
Yeah. Good job, John.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Every time I call your place.
My place?
Oh, yeah.
I give the
person
the order for them to give us this. I order pizza, and then I'll ask them, is there anything else? They say, I want it hot.
Okay, definitely. Sir, the oven's 515 degrees.
You should have that.
No, she was stumbling. She didn't know what to say.
Yeah, they don't always.
Yeah.
I tell them, I've been answering the phone for 6 years.
What do you have, the rain?
I have to encounter every different kind of.
Oh, we're still recording.